South Mottoway has a game with Jefferson tonight. They'll have the Stanbury basketball tournament that is next week as they really get going now as we turn the page and get into January. South Mottoway, 7 wins, 3 losses so far in the season. 1 game back since the break, and that was against Mound City. Two really key games, as it turned out, since you decided to make up the game with Jefferson tonight. Mound City and Jefferson were going to be, you know, key games in determining, at the very least, positioning, if not who was going to challenge within the 275 conference. And you seem like you went into break really playing pretty well. Pretty complete performance at West Nottoway, particularly complete performance against North Nottoway. And maybe Mound City was an extension of pretty good play, but it wasn't a win. A 63-61 win for Mound City. First of all, I would guess that, you know, the atmosphere already was right because of that girls game that preceded it, and probably knowing the significance of the boys game.
Yeah, definitely. I think both teams were up to play. You know, we had 2 really close games with them last year. We got them the first time they got us in districts. Prior to the Tuesday's game, we had no conference losses. We were 4-0 in the conference. And, you know, they were going to compete. They were going to continue to compete near the top of the conference. You know, there was definitely a build-up. Obviously, the girls' game went into double overtime. There was, two of the premier teams, girls' teams in the area. So, we came out. We played well for big stretches. There was some definitely some Christmas break rust. Probably you could say that about both teams. It was one of those games that was a little bit funky. We came out with a game plan. There's a couple guys we schemed to stop. We did a pretty good job on one of them. The other one I think we limited. But, they had some guys step up. Some of their post players hit some 17, 18-foot jump shots. It was something we hadn't seen much of on film. And they did it with some consistency, and it was probably the difference in the ballgame.
Were you able to determine what they wanted to try to limit you with? And did you get any of that? Did you get any production out of somebody that hadn't done it before?
No, not really. Actually, we've got 2 pretty good post players, and they had played well before the break. One had 19, one had 18. We felt like, it was one of those games where the coach is difficult to tell the boys after the game. Obviously there's always things you can do better, but for the most part, we came out and executed our game plan. We just, we caught them on the wrong night, I think, and obviously they played well, and they had some guys hit some shots that I don't think they necessarily have to take all the time, but that doesn't mean obviously that they can't hit them. We tried to make them go to their plan B and plan C, and they were effective at it, but we did have some issues where we could have cleaned the game up a little bit. We had some turnovers and some rust, like I mentioned, so I think obviously you take a few of those away and it's a different ballgame.
Hey, Jefferson is going to be tonight. And, Jefferson, because of what they've done, because they've had some pretty significant games, Mound City being one of those, South Holt being one of those. They have Rockport now behind them, and now they have South Nottoway. So, I know East Atchison, I guess, is out there, but, they are moving their way up the ladder at this point, and now you're kind of chasing them. So it figures to be another – big atmosphere game. This time it's going to be on the road. They've got a unique situation. Michael Birch is a veteran player and a very good shooter. In fact, he needs to be identified probably every trip down floor. They've got a pretty polished post player. And then outside of that, they've got, freshmen. It might depend on the night a little bit. And they're going to be good and consistent. And at nights, they are really good this year too.
I told the boys, obviously, we had the one loss, Mount City, on Tuesday, but Mount City actually has 2 conference losses, so we felt like we're still kind of in the driver's seat in terms of our own destiny. If we go out and we get a win tonight, that puts us right back near the top and in the conversation, I think, for still being able to compete for this conference on the boys' side. I just think that there's a realistic chance that the conference champ has at least 1 conference loss. So tonight's definitely a big game. You hit it on the head. Obviously, you got a scheme to stop those 2 individuals first. You're going to have to at least limit them. We're very familiar with them, an old DVC foe, somebody we've seen, multiple times. So Michael Birch hurt us pretty bad last year. He can definitely shoot the ball. So, we've spent a couple days, or at least a practice yesterday, and then obviously we kind of spent some time preparing for him before the last time we were supposed to play him, and then it was postponed. So, they know him inside and out, and we co-op in every other sport. So, There's a familiarity there, and I think tonight's definitely going to be a big game. We're going to have to go out and execute, and we're going to have to try to make them go to plan B or C, and you know, while at the same time, you know, doing what we know how to do.
The Stanbury basketball tournament next week is one whereby, you know, I don't know if it's the timing of it since about the middle part of the year, whether it's, you know, it's a, you know, around like a college break, but I don't know. It seems like, you know, that generates some interest. Maybe it's a basketball tournament. Maybe it's just the timing of it. Anyway, you've got that sort of situation. Compounded with that this year is the fact that it's a deep tournament, as evidenced by, well, South Maui, I guess, being a seventh seed. You could probably reseed the tournament now based on what's happened here in the last couple weeks. I would also say you very well may play this same group of, you know, you could play the same group of eight again in about 3 weeks, and you'd have, you know, seedings all, seedings much different anyway. The thing that's consistent, though, and the thing a deep tournament means is generally really good first round games.
Definitely, I think obviously we're matched up against North Andrew, and I think with what they've done recently, you might be able to argue that that they're the top boys team at least right now in the tournament. But 1, 2, 3 on the boys side are all very, very tough. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I mean, all the way through it, I guess. So. I don't think you go into that game, and regardless of win or lose, advance, you know, in the championship bracket or the consolation bracket, you're looking at a tough game that you're going to have to prepare for and watch film and scout and practice specific things for every night. So I think that there's a lot of opportunity for us there. You know, several of those teams are in our district. You know, there's a chance, depending on how things go, one way or the other, we may be able to get a chance at Mount City again, which would be an important one for us. Obviously, there's every possibility that we play Jefferson tonight and turn around and play them again next week. So, you know, it's just one of those things you have to deal with. We didn't like being the seventh seed, but at the time, that's the way it shook out. And you know, we feel like at the time we were 4-2, we're a pretty tough seventh seed. So, at the end of the day, you still got to play the games, and I think anybody could win that thing.
Okay, and that's South Nottoway head basketball coach Destin Skoglund.